Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 4 of James chapter 4. You adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility toward God? Therefore, whoever wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the scripture says to no purpose, he jealously desires the Spirit whom he has made to dwell in us? But he gives a greater grace. Therefore, it says, God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit, therefore, to God, but resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come close to God, and he will come close to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
When reading in the Old Testament, we might not understand why people would bow down before idols they had made. But we often make a similar mistake, placing too high a value on things like money, relationships, appearance, and power. Though not bad in themselves, these can become objects of worship if we prioritize them above God. That's why He's jealous for our heart. There are two foundational reasons the Lord gives those of us who are believers opportunities to keep our devotion in balance. First, He deserves the glory. And second, He loves us and wants the best for us. Praising God above all else is actually in our own best interest. So when our heart does not belong solely to Christ, He disciplines us. This might mean He allows challenges to remind us that He is the one and only God. Hardships are not pleasant, but we can be encouraged that God wants us to be made complete in Him. This week, notice where you spend your time and money and what dominates your thoughts. Even if your pursuits seem good on the surface, ask the Lord to reveal whatever has become an idol in your life. Confess any misplaced affection and ask for His help in making Him the object of your devotion.